This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you. Let's pray. God, I thank you, Lord, that you would touch our hearts. God, thank you that we can once again come back together and be back in your house. God, what a joy, what a pleasure, what an honor it is to be in your house. God, I thank you, Lord, that in this time, in this season, God, even when we face adversity, even when we face issues, even when we face injustices in our nation, God, you have solutions. God, you have solutions to every problem. God, you have solutions to the pandemic. God, you have solutions, God, to unrest. God, you have solutions. God, let your word be a place that we can find your heart. Let your word today be a place, God, that we can find peace. God, let your word be a place that we can find things made right. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen, amen, amen. Well, our hearts and our prayers continue to go out to the nation and to those that have been affected by the terrible tragedy of George Floyd. And I believe that in God's presence and in God's house and among God's people is the solution to every problem and every challenge that we face. Amen. And we can do anything if we stand together. Amen. I want to talk to you. A couple weeks back, we started to talk about the other side. Just say it with me, the other side. And I thought, how powerful that the Holy Spirit knew exactly what was going to happen. The Holy Spirit knew exactly the problems that we're wrestling with in our nation. And I want to talk to you once again about the other side, because God has something on the other side. There is something that is beyond the problems that we see today. There is something beyond the challenges, the issues, the tragedies that we face today. There's something on the other side. There's a blessing. There's a victory. There's triumph. How many believe that today? You're not locked into what you're in right now. You're not bound just by what's going on today. God has a tomorrow for you. God has an other side for you. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. So I want to come to you today from Luke 8, 22. If you can find it, Luke 8, 22. I believe there's something powerful for us in this. The other side. And Luke 8, 22 says, one day Jesus said to his disciples, let's cross to the other side of the lake. So they got into the boat and started out. And as they sailed across, Jesus settled down for a nap. But soon a fierce storm came down on the lake, and the boat was filled with water, and they were in real danger. And the disciples went and woke him up, shouting, Master, Master, we're going to drown. And when Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and the raging waves, and suddenly the storm stopped and it was calm. Then he asked them, where is your faith? And the disciples were terrified and amazed. Who is this man? They asked each other. When he gives a command, even the wind and waves obey him. Isn't that powerful to know that even the wind and waves obey Jesus? Even the wind and waves, even the elements, not just the things that we think that he has control of. It goes beyond what we could imagine. God has control over those things. The issues that you're dealing with, the problems that you're faced with, the things in your family, the things in our nation, God has control over those things. They said, what kind of man is this that even the wind and waves? Well, I want to tell you, this is what happens with the story. And this is a message to us. Jesus said to the disciples, let's cross to the other side. Just look at somebody today and say, let's cross to the other side. Let's cross to the other side. Jesus is challenging us not to stay where we are today, but to go somewhere different. God has somewhere better. God has somewhere greater. God has something more. How many believe that today, that there's another side for you? So Jesus says to the disciples, let's go to the other side. And so the disciples get in the boat. Can I tell you today, we're all in the same boat. When you said yes to Jesus, we all climbed inside the same boat. And whether you know it or not, whether you're in denial, we're all in the same boat, and we got to work together to get where God wants us to get. Amen? We got to all be rowing the same direction. We all got to be working together. We all got to be balancing the boat together. Somebody can't be doing something crazy on one side and cause the boat to flip over. We're all in the same boat. And the disciples realized if they were going to get to the other side like Jesus was telling them, they had to work together. Just say it with me. We have to work together. And so they sailed across, and Jesus settled down for a nap. Man, what a powerful imagery. Jesus is modeling for the disciples, and he's modeling for us today how to rest. Don't you know that the most powerful prophet that ever walked the face of the earth knew there was a life-threatening storm about to come, and he chooses to take a nap anyways? What peace. We have to learn that even when the storm is coming, even in the midst of the storm, we have to be able to rest. I hope you write that down in your notes. I hope you take that home with you and meditate on it. God, teach me how to rest. Even in the storm, teach me how to rest. Even when I know something's brewing, can I rest? It's important, because if we're not balanced, we're not going to make it to the other side. We'll burn out if we're always fighting. We can't always fight. There's a time to fight. Ecclesiastes actually tells us there's a time for everything under the sun. There's a time to fight. There's time to be at peace. There's a time to rest. There's a time to get to work. We have to know and discern by the Spirit when it's time to rest. And so today I want to tell you, know what the Holy Spirit is leading you into. Is it a time to rest? Is it a time to row? Is it a time to fight? Is it a time to have peace? There is time, and we have to know how to rest. But then, somebody say, but then. A fierce storm came. Fierce storm came on the lake. How many know that with biblical symbolism, the lake, bodies of water, represent oftentimes people? And I tell you, in our nation and what we're going through, and you can see the tremors, there's actually a fierce storm going on among the people, among all people. And the enemy would seek to divide people, turn people against each other, make people not understand one another, cause people to hate, cause people to be violent, cause people to mistreat one another. But we understand as believers that we're not wrestling with people. We're not wrestling with flesh and blood. We're actually fighting against the devil. We're actually fighting against the enemy of our soul, which is the enemy, the devil. And so if we take a step back and realize there is a fierce storm, we have to work together because we're in the same boat. Amen. So there is a fierce storm. It's not an imaginary storm. It says right here, it was a fierce storm. The boat was filling with water. Can I tell you, there's some things that need to be addressed in our nation? The boat is filling with water. There is, it says, a very real danger. A very real danger. It's time for the church to wake up. It's time for the church to be activated. It's time for the church to work together to solve problems in our nation, to be inside the church but not be just stuck in the church. We have to have a voice that goes beyond the church. We have to have a voice that goes to the world and goes to our nation. This says the disciples, I love this. It says the boat was filling with water and they were in real danger. It's not a perceived danger in America. And some people feel it and understand it more than others, but we have to work together. You see, the disciples realize the boat is filling up with water. We have to do something or we're going to sink. We have to do something or we're not going to get to the other side. We have to do something or we're going to drown. We have to do something. We cannot continue business as usual. We have to do something. And so the disciples, I love this part. The disciples go to Jesus. The disciples go to Jesus and wake Jesus up. Now, this is the good news for us today. Not only are we in the same boat, but Jesus is in the boat with us. Jesus is in the boat with us. The same Jesus that hung the stars in the sky, that created the universe, that created the world that we live in, he is in the boat with. We don't have to figure it out by ourselves. We don't have to come up with the ideas to fix everything ourselves. Actually, Jesus is in the boat with us. I'm so thankful that Jesus didn't say, get in that boat and just go out there. Just figure it out. Just work together. No, Jesus in the boat with us to figure out how to be at perfect peace with one another. Jesus in the boat to help us understand what is true justice, what is true righteousness, what is true unity, what is true compassion. Jesus is in the boat with us. And they say to him, Master, Master, we are going to drown. You see, the problem wasn't that they woke Jesus up. That was a good thing. They went to Jesus. They called on Jesus. The problem was they came to him in fear instead of in faith. They came to him in fear instead of faith. I want to tell you today, Jesus is looking for his church to have faith. Not to be moved by the circumstances, but to say, I know my God is big enough to fix this. I know my God is big enough to heal this. I know my God is big enough, and move in faith. And so Jesus, he wakes up. He rebukes the wind and the raging waves. Can I tell you that God is big enough? Look at somebody today and say, God is big enough. He's big enough to calm every storm. He's big enough to calm every unrest. He's big enough to heal every heart. He's big enough to make things right that have been wrong for a long time. He's big enough to do it. We serve a God that's great enough to bring healing and bring restoration. We serve a God that calms the storm, and suddenly, immediately, is another word that you could put there. The storm stopped. Can I tell you, just one word from God can transform your life. Just one word from God can completely change everything. Just one word, just one moment in the presence of God can change things in our nation. Just one word from God can heal every disease and virus. Just one word from God. He speaks and suddenly all is calm. And he spins around and he asks them an important question. I'm going to ask you this question by the Spirit today. He spins around and asks the disciples, where is your faith? And I believe Jesus was asking them, in essence, what happened? What happened to the great men that I was traveling with, that you saw us do miracles, and you saw the dead raised, and you saw lepers be healed, and you saw evil spirits be cast out? Where did your faith go? What happened that your faith got sucked out? What happened that your faith got ripped away? What type of circumstance hit you that your faith is gone? Where did your faith go? Why is your faith missing? You know, it's so important. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. We need faith. Jesus was always checking on the faith level, the level of faith in the people, the level of faith in his team, the level of faith in the people around him, the level of faith in Jews or Gentiles. He was always concerned about the level of faith. He commended faith. He also corrected people when they didn't have faith. Faith was huge to Jesus. Why? Because faith is what will get you to the other side. Faith is a tool. Faith is a weapon. Faith is a shield, Ephesians tells us. Faith is the vehicle that will get you from the place that you are today to the other side. Faith. Faith is what gets us where we need to go. It gets us to the other side. So where is your faith today? Maybe you have it. Maybe you're trying to find it. Maybe it needs to be stirred up today. Maybe you need a fresh impartation of faith. Maybe you just need a little push in your faith. Jesus is asking, where is your faith? Where is your faith? What does your faith look like today? Do you still have it? I know we've been through a lot over the last few months. Do you still have your faith? Will you bow your heads with me? God, I recognize as a people, we've been through a lot. As South Floridians, we've been through a lot. God, with this pandemic, we've been through a lot. I know our black brothers and sisters have been through a lot. God, let us do a faith check today. God, if we've lost our faith, if we need a fresh encouragement, if we need to be provoked, if we need to be challenged today in our faith, if we need to be stirred in our faith, if we need to be pushed a little bit, God, let it happen. Let your Holy Spirit touch our hearts. You know exactly where we are. You know the level of faith that's in us. And we understand, even if we just have a little bit, if we can just let the Holy Spirit stir a little bit of faith inside of us, we can begin to speak to things that seem immovable in our lives, immovable in our country. We can speak to mountains. And if we have faith, when we open up our mouth, things will change. Things will transform. Things will move. God, I thank you, Lord, for mountain-moving faith to be stirred in us, God. I thank you, Lord, that even as I'm speaking today, Lord, your word says that faith comes from hearing and hearing from the word of God. We are hearing the word of God that builds our faith today. We are hearing the word of God that causes faith to grow and faith to blossom and faith to be stirred in our hearts. God, stir up your faith in us today that we would see the impossible happen in our nation, that we would see the impossible happen in our families, that we would see the impossible happen at our jobs, that we would see the impossible happen in our finances, that we would see the impossible happen with our relationships, that we would see the impossible happen in our own hearts. God, stir up that kind of faith in us today. We need it. It is the tool. It is the weapon. It is the shield. It is the vehicle to take us to the other side. And I pray right now, God, maybe there's somebody here today that you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I've just kind of drifted a little bit. Or maybe I just never gave God 100% of my heart. I want you to pray this prayer with me. If you recognize that and you say, I need him. I need him. I know I need him. Pray this prayer with me. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me, for laying down your life for me. Thank you for that free gift. I didn't deserve it. I didn't earn it, but you gave it to me because you love me. I'm sorry for my sins, my failures and faults. Jesus, wipe that away today. Give me a fresh start. Teach me how to walk with you. Really walk with you. Really walk by faith and not by sight. Jesus, lead me. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, let's give God the praise.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.